Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Let's
take it up one more time. Every praise.
Every praise.
Come on, everybody.
To our God.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Every praise is to our God. Amen. Every word of worship is to our God. Every praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're so grateful to be here on tonight, giving God our honor, praise, and glory because he is worthy of every praise. Amen. Welcome, everyone, to Wednesday Night Bible Study. We're so happy to be here, Pastor Doris A. Manning and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning. We're happy to be here on tonight. We're going to be talking about hope, the anchor of your soul on tonight. But let us pray. Amen. Let us enter in so that we can receive the right revelation and knowledge of the Word of God and what God is speaking to us in this lesson of study. Amen. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do. We thank you for saving us. Amen. We thank you that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace, asking and receiving in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you for this day, amen, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for restoring our soul, amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you that we can stand on your word, amen, and we stand on your word tonight, oh God, and we just want to say thank you that all hope is restored because you are the God of hope, amen. Hallelujah. We ask that you have your will, God, Lord. We ask that you increase the knowledge and wisdom of your word on tonight, oh God, and word that go forth in this lesson, oh God, that we receive, oh God. So we ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you right now. We come against every hindering spirit right now, every unteachable spirit, every fighting spirit, spirit of manipulation, spirit of deceit. We come against you right now, spirit of fear, spirit of oppression, depression. We come against every lying spirit right now. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So now we come against the spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So now, and we declare the crowd this deliverance right now, amen, and we receive it by faith, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you are our deliverer, and we just want to thank you on tonight. As we enter in, Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture, hallelujah, and the lesson to take root and manifest in us mind, body, soul, and spirit, and being grafted on our hearts and mind, helping us to keep our mind stayed on you, that you will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask to receive revelation, knowledge, and wisdom of your word so that we can apply it to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Oh, hallelujah, and that we will be able to minister to you one another. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To help the believer to stand fast in their faith. Amen. And the unbeliever to ask, how can I be saved? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we will speak your word and not our own word, not according to the world, but according to your word. Amen. According to your son. Hallelujah. Who was with you from the beginning. And we thank you, Lord God. And he's back there with you, sitting on the right hand of you, Heavenly Father, interceding for us. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Holy Spirit, have your way in this lesson on tonight. We bless your name, God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray to God. Do the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to do a little bit something different tonight. Pastor Bennett is here. I thank God for Pastor Bennett being here on tonight. It's always a pleasure and honor to have my husband here in Bible study. Amen. We like to go in depth of things when we talk about hope tonight. You know, we're going to be talking about hope, the anchor of the soul on tonight and what that means, because a lot of people have lost hope. So many things have happened, you know, lives have been lost, and, you know, when you look at everything that's going on in the world, you know, we have to go, one, we have to guard our gates, you know, because the enemy wants us to pay attention to what he's doing, but we got to keep our minds stayed on the things of God, keeping our minds fixated on the things of heaven, and the Bible tells us that. You know, and so when we get so consumed with the things of this world, we can get in the place of darkness where hope is lost. You know, you're being in a dark hole. And so, you know, I don't know if you've ever been there where you felt like all hope was gone. Like you really felt like this is it. What am I here for? You felt hopeless. And we're going to talk about that. You know, we were talking about the covenants the last couple of Bible studies. I said, Lord, what is it that, you know, we need? What is it your children need right now? And it's that people have lost hope. They have really gotten to a place of hope. So I'm going to ask Pastor Manny to kind of chime in right now. Just before we go into the lesson itself, we're going to start from the book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 5. But I want to talk about this a little before we enter into the lesson. Amen, that understand we serve a God of all hope. Amen. The God of hope. Amen. So, you know, that was my prayer this morning. It's like, Lord, where hope is lost, you know, let hope be restored, because people have lost hope.
Okay. Amen. You know, I appreciate the opportunity. You give all honor and glory, you know, to God. You know, when I think about a time in my life, you know, where I had lost hope, that was definitely a very dark area to be in. It was a dark place, you know, in my life. And I'm quite sure that people have experienced that same type of thing. You know, you go through so much, you know, when you don't have hope. I like to look at that word hope is, where do I see myself and do I see myself coming out? You know, so that right there, place of hope. I'm glad that we have a Savior. I'm glad that we have Jesus, because I was saying that, you know, there was a time to where I lost all hope because I was trying to do something. I'm just going to keep it in general. I was trying to do something, and it wasn't working out. It worked out for a little bit, you know, and it was hard for me to try to keep up, you know, doing what I was doing. But then, you know, when the things wasn't going right, when things begin to happen, you know, that was not in my favor and caused me to be hurt, you know, caused me to be broken, let's just say what it is, you know, to cry, you know, and to feel alone and to feel abandoned and all different types of things when you don't have hope. You can enter into so many different types of things in your life without hope. Things that you never even thought you would be, a place that you never thought you would be, and because of hope. But I thank God for a Savior. You know, Jesus Christ saved my life. He saved me from some things that even now I may be ashamed to even say them right here on the thing, but he saved me from some things. So, you know, my hope now, you know, is in Jesus Christ. And when I mean specifically, you know, what he says about me. Mm-hmm. So now, me getting into Christ, you know, getting a relationship with him, you know, trusting in what he's doing and what he's doing with me, bringing me out of that place where I am and to that place where he would have me to be.
Yeah.
You know, I thank God, you know, now that I have, you know, hope, you know, I read more of the word, more and more and more. I read his word more and more and more. I listen to what he's speaking to me and, you know, right there in my heart. You know, God speaks to us in our heart. You know, he gives us that hope. You know, the faith in his word, his spoken word that he speaks to you. God is always speaking. And that gives you hope, that place where comfort comes in. That's where your hope should come in at. What do you believe, church?
Yeah.
What do you believe? Do you believe what you have always known how to do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe what someone has told you? even when you read the Word of God, if you're reading it, but hopefully we are reading it, but if you read the Word of God and then, you know, there's that place where, you know, something is happening on the inside to where it's an opportunity to change, that's that place where hope kicks in at. You know, God is, you know, He is the God of hope. You know, our hope and our faith, our belief, you know, our everything should be standing right there on Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You should look through your life through the lens of how God sees you and where He desires for you to be. That's in Christ. And that's where you begin to build that relationship. That's where you begin to rebuild from wherever you are in your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank God. Amen. I want to take a quick little break here. I want to give a couple more people time to get on here in Bible study. Just 2 minutes, you all, and we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. Again, we're going to be in Psalm 25, verse 5. We're going to start right there. So we're going to talk about, you know, hope, the anchor of your soul. Amen. Understanding when you have Christ, you have hope. Amen. 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 We have so many benefits. The Lord say He loads us with daily benefits. Daily. So that's not a day that we don't have it. Amen. Hallelujah. So stay right there. We're going to be right back. You all will be right back. Glory to God. Amen.
Come soon. Fire. Sweet. Perfume, your heart's presence feels this way. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God again for this opportunity here. Just being able to open up and be, you know, transparent. amen, and just trusting God with all that we have, amen. And I was talking to Pastor Manny, and I was like, when we have God, we have hope. We have hope, God of all hope, amen. We don't lose hope, amen. We lose God, we don't lose hope. We got God, we have Jesus. And so I thank God that hope is here to stay, amen. So let's just dive on in into the lesson, amen. And we thank you. We're going to give also accolades to June Hunt, amen, for the lesson it's coming from on today and understanding what hope is. I said we're going to start in Psalm 25, but let's go over to the book of Romans first in the New Testament. Let's start off with the New. Let's go to Romans 15 and 4. For Romans 15 and 4, and you have your NLT. Can you, Pastor Manny, 15 and 4, I want you to read it from the 15 and 4 from the NLT, which is the New Living Translation. So I hope you all can hear me clearly and good out there on the line. I say out there. can hear me well here on tonight. Amen. Because even when we're going through some things, you know, whether it's in our bodies, our relationship, our finances, our businesses, or with our children, sometimes we just feel like, you know, our hope is gone. Our hope is lost. You know, if you know how you're standing with in that. And so Romans 15 and 4, and I'm going to have Pastor Lenny read Romans 15 and 4 for tonight from the NLT.
Okay, Romans 15 and 4. New Living Translation. Such things were written in the scriptures long ago to teach us. And the scriptures gave us hope and encouragement as we wait patiently for God's promise to be fulfilled.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the lesson on tonight. And when I read from the New King James Version in Romans 15 and 4, it says, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures may have hope, that we might have hope. So this is in Romans 15 and 4 in the New King James Version. So we have all been in the same boat with cloudy thinking about hope. So the common view of hope, you all in our culture is quite different from Christian hope. Amen. So if you live by culture hope, you will have a bountiful or wishful thinking. And what you hope for will sometimes happen and sometimes not. However, Christian hope, I say hope, Christian hope, believers, amen, is based on the Bible, of God's unchanging word. By patiently relying on what God says, you will have all the hope necessary with all the certainty you will ever need. Amen. So Apostle Paul states here in the book of Romans, as we just read, the source of our hope. Amen. Of the source of our hope. So again, the Bible says in Romans 15 and 4, for whatever things that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Amen? We might have hope. Amen? So when we talk about hope and what is hope, when we live with the biblical hope, you all, we have an anchored life. We are held steady in the midst of any storm that comes in our life, anything that happens. Hallelujah. We have that hope that keeps us believing and trusting that we're coming out. Amen. This too shall pass. You know what they're saying? This too shall pass. Amen. We are held steady in the midst of any storm. So because hope is often misunderstood, an accurate understanding of the meaning of hope is crucial. So the Bible says that when your hope is anchored in God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We understand anchored in God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not moving, it's there. It's to hold you right there in that position that you will not go under, you will not fall, trip over, but will anchor you in God. He will teach you his truth and lead you in the way you should go. Amen. So hallelujah. The Bible says when we go to Psalm 25 and 5, now we go over to Psalm 25, the prayer is for you to claim, amen, for us to claim as believers, as Christians. Back over to Psalm 25 and 5. Hallelujah. It says, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Now, this is the Psalm of David, a prayer of defense and guidance and pardon. As we trust in God, he grants these same requests for us. So this is in the book of Psalm 25. This is a prayer. This is David praying. Amen. Guide me. Let this be your heart's prayer. Let this be your prayer. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long. Amen. Hallelujah. Hope, identified as a cultural hope, is merely an optimistic desire that something will be fulfilled. This hope is not a guaranteed hope because it is the subject to changeable people and circumstances. But hope, identified as Christian hope, is an optimistic assurance that something will be fulfilled. So this hope is a guaranteed hope, not subject to change, but rather anchored in our unchangeable Savior and Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, hope in the New Testament is conveyed by the Greek word elpis, so which means a favorable and confident expectation relating to the future. That means we can hope and know right now, hallelujah, what's to come, amen? When we talk about the finished work,
yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on now, Pastor Manny. Yes, sir, hallelujah, shout out, Bob. See, although the Bible used the word hope in both the secular and the spiritual sense, I want us to put our focus on church on tonight. I want us to put our focus in the Christian hope. It is always based on the guaranteed promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can stand on the promises of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, this hope will never be disappointment, you all. As Christians, we are promised peace with God.
Amen. Thank you.
Have you ever been through some bad Samantha? And I said, because he's here with me in the studio, that you should be going through some, but the minute you put your mind on the things of God, the minute you realize you declare to have a promise with God that peace will come over you. When you realize who you are, when you're going through the thing, when you say, you know what? When you take your mind off the things of the world or what you're going through and put your mind on Jesus, amen, you will see that peace that will calm you. You'll be like, okay, I know God got it.
Yeah.
My hope is in the Lord. Amen. I know he's already worked it out. Amen. I know he's turning it around for me right now. The Bible said, when we're praying, he's already answered. While we're still speaking, he's already answered. We have the hope to know that it is true, that we can stand on the promises of God. Amen. We'll go back over to the book of Romans, chapter 5. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when you get to that place where you just feel like our hope is gone, I've heard people say, I'm hopeless. I've heard people say that. I've lost all hope. And they mean it. And a lot really are. They're not just saying it, but if you look at their life, they're conveying it in how they live.
Right.
That they really lost all hope. Hallelujah. Since I have Pastor Randy, I want him to read for me today. Amen. Romans chapter 5, verse 3 through 5.
Amen. Romans 5, starting at 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations worketh patience. For impatience experience, and experience hope. 5, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And that's the King James Version.
That is the King James Version.
Amen. So that's the King James Version, y'all. So if you was reading it from your Bible, the New King or the King James or the NLT, it reads a little bit different. Amen. And so we thank God. We see it here in the scripture. Amen. We see it here in the scripture. And having a good understanding of what the Bible is saying is so important, you all, as we operate in the hope and being anchored in the things of God and knowing that if God said it, it shall be. Amen. If God said it, it shall be. And so we thank God on tonight. Let's talk about what is hopelessness. What is it when a person doesn't have, when they don't have anymore, all hope is gone? Hopelessness. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but I want Pastor Manning, anyone that's here on tonight, if you're listening online on tonight, if you want to chime in on this subject tonight, because it's open for us to discuss. It's Bible study, but we want to be a help, amen, restoring hope, amen. And, you know, as we talk about hope that anchors our soul, but restoring and knowing what God said and standing on with God, the promises of God, amen. And knowing if you got God, there is hope. But you got to get your mind off the things of this world that is controlling you, is causing you to not have any hope at all. You know, fixate your mind on the things of God, amen, and what God says, and that peace come and be still in you, amen, because it's available for you. Not some of the time, but all of the time, amen. So we want to hear from Pastor Manny, you know, in a time where, you know, we're just being transparent on tonight, because there's somebody out there that needs to hear this, whether now or later, because these are Bible studies and Sunday services and prayers and all this is recorded so that someone may come across it that we don't know. It may need to hear this at that appointed time. Amen.
Well, I'm going to say it from personal experience, and I'm also going to say it from the Word of God. I'm going to say it from both places. You know, hopeless. From experience, you know, just being in a particular place in your life to where there just seems like there is no encouragement, like everything is just discouraging. When I used to be around people that were just so discouraging, whether it was most of the time it'd be in a place where you work. A type of relationship that you have at work, you know, around coworkers, whether it be your boss or managers or supervisor, or where you work in a job that you really don't want to be there. But, you know, it's like people there just make it hard for you to be there. So there's a lot of discouragement. So discouragement brings about a hopelessness, and it just seems like, you know, that there's no this is not going to be better. This can't be better. This can only get worse. And that brings about a whole lot of hopelessness. Mm-hmm. When you're in a relationship with someone, whether it be if you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, or even if it's a relationship, you know, with a son or a daughter, you know, you can find yourself in a place of hopelessness, because you know you want the good to come out of that relationship or to come into that relationship, but if two views don't line up with one another, then that means there's going to be a difference in a views or a difference in opinion. So that means there's a difference of way of living. So then somebody's going to lose hope. There's going to be some loss of hope. And we're not going to go so deep into what happens when you lose hope, because we know what happens when you lose hope. Anger and strife and all that stuff comes in that. But that hopelessness come in, you know, where you just want to give up because I done did all that I can do. And, you know, people are just going to just live how they want to live. They're going to think how they want to think. So hopelessness can come right there in that place of relationship. But now that I know better, I know that real hopelessness, according to Scripture, is being absent from the Word of God. That means not knowing what the promises of God are concerning your life. When you don't know what God says about something, and you living a way just, you know, I'm going to live how I know how to do it, then you are lined up in that place of things happening in your life where things will break down, or whether it be relationship, whether it be at the workplace, hopelessness would definitely come in because you're not enforcing the Word of God, which is the promises of God, which is His law, His spoken word. It's that place where your faith or here we go again, faith and hope. That's where this comes in at, to where you have something to be able to build off of. So you have something, you know what I'm saying, build. I'm talking about where hope can be built, or faith can be built, or belief can be built. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I just said, even people in their health, when they've given up, they lost hope, having life, living life. And so it's so many are being rescued from a situation.
Yeah.
It's been in so many, but people have been in jail, in the prison system, they've been locked up.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't even, they've been wrongfully charged. What do you call it when you are? It's wrongfully charged, but
false accusation,
wrongfully accused. Yeah, people been in prison, something they didn't do, and they lost all hope. You're like, wait a minute, can you imagine being charged for something and locked up for something that you did not do? You have people that have been locked up for 30 years of their life for something that they did not do, and they are more, and or even on death row for something that they did not do, and they lost all hope. And that brings us to the scripture in the book of Acts. I want to say this. We're talking about what is hopelessness. So when zealous religious leaders sought to kill Apostle Paul, he, a Roman citizen, appealed to Caesar. Soon Apostle Paul found himself a prisoner, on a ship headed to Rome. A treacherous storm arose aboard, believed that they would die. So all on board saw the situation as hopeless. Apostle Paul admitted in the book of Acts, chapter 27, verse 20, he said, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. He finally, they got to the point where we're going to die. We're going to die in this. This is it for us. You have people say, drink the last drink, pull out the burn, let the candle burn itself out. This is it. They've lost all hope. So hopelessness is characterized by absolute despair with no expectation of good. So the Bible refers to those who have only a hope that perishes. The book of Job, chapter 8, verse 13, says, such is the destiny of all who forget God, so perishes the hope of the godless. Just say that. When you forget God and who, when you forget and you take your mind off the things of God and who God is in your life, when you allow other things to anchor you, your money, your relationship, and those things, and you forget about the God, amen, the creator of all, amen. I'm going to say it again, the book of Job 8:13, so you can write this down and go back to it, says, such is the destiny of all who forget God, so perishes the hope of the godless. You have a forgotten God. You've gotten away from God. You're no longer in that place. Amen. Thank God. You want to say something? Look, you want to say something. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hopelessness, you all, in the New Testament is conveyed by the Greek word apolepizo, which is also translated despair. Apo means away from, and the elpizo means to hope. So when combined, this word literally means to be away from hope. See, hopeless thinking can result in a desire to die. So those who feel hopeless, unable to envision any viable option for their problems, that seems like the only solution. Matter of fact, the only solution. We're talking about hopeless thinking here. So a ship without an anchor, you are, is vulnerable on the open seas. So this aboard can lose hope of survival. So those aboard can lose hope of survival. So when a storm is severe, but in the midst of our personal storm, church, rather than drowning in a sea of hopelessness, the Lord calls us to put our hope, amen, in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, allowing him to be our anchor and relying on his promises. Hallelujah. Let this be your prayer in the book of Psalm 119 and 116. The book of Psalm 119 and 116. Hallelujah. Says, sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, sustain me according to Psalm 119 and 16. Sustain me according to your promise, and I will live. Do not let my hopes be dashed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. So, hope, be still. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I remember when I was on a cruise and the water was so choppy and the boat was just rocking and shaking. And oh, my goodness. It was something. And I just said, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. And I remember I was on a plane coming back from Nebraska from doing a comedy show some years ago, and it started storming. And the plane was just shaking and going up and everything, and people were screaming and hollering. And, oh, my goodness, and all I could do was cry. I couldn't even scream. I just said, Lord. It was like our hope was gone because it looked like that was it. I literally was like, oh, Lord, I'm not looking for children. You know, it was like in that moment, but I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to trust God. I couldn't scream. I couldn't holler. Everybody else was screaming and hollering. It was throwing you everywhere. It was just out of control. But God, oh, my God. And so just bringing back those times of remembering, you know, who God is and holding on to the promises of God. Amen. And praying that prayer. Sustain me according to your promises. Oh, Lord, I will live. Amen. In the name of Jesus. At this time, if you have any questions or comments, we want to take those at this time. If you're online listening on tonight and you have any questions or comments, anything you want to share with us on tonight, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call at 845-277-9213. Again, the number is 845-277-9213. Pastor Manny, is there anything you want to add or... Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to keep on with our lesson. We're going to be wrapping up here in the next couple of minutes, you all. And again, I just thank God for this opportunity. And homage to Arthur June Hunt once again, just thanking God for the lesson that we are in on tonight. I'm just so grateful for it. It just actually helps, you know. And here's an opportunity to look back and see what God has actually brought us from, too. You know, amen. We could say, yeah, I was in that place, but God. And I just thank God for it, and that I didn't lose all hope. I was hopeless, and I was able to come out, and then I'm in a different part of my life. When I decided to seek God, and I found him, you know, when I knocked, he opened up, you know, and, you know, just when I asked, you know, it was given unto me. And so just thank you, God, hallelujah, for it's nothing that we have done. God did it all. Amen. He sent his only begotten son. So I'm just in a place of gratefulness. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to talk about what is the significance of anchors. It's talking about what is the significance of anchors. So for centuries, anchors have been a symbol of hope. Amen. This emblem was especially significant to the early persecuted church. You all see many etchings of anchors were discovered in the catacombs of Rome, where Christians held their meetings in hiding. So threatened with death because of their faith, these committed Christians used the anchor as a disguised cross and as a marker to guide the way to their secret meetings, which is located beneath the ancient city. 600 miles of the tomb-like burial chamber served as a place of refuge during perilous times, the persecutions. The anchor found even on some tombstones today has become the symbol of guaranteed hope for the eternal security of true Christians. Amen. So in the book of Proverbs, God, who is the source of wisdom, says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33, says, whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. Amen. Without fear of harm. So anchors, you all, church, are objects typically connected to a boat or ship. And many of us know this, about a long chain or a heavy line with a short chain for the purpose of holding the vessel in place. So some anchors are fastened securely to the water's flooring to hold down a large object such as a oar reef. And other anchors are like large sheets or parachutes thrown into the deep water in order to slow down or stabilize a vessel. Amen. So an anchor, the English word is a translation of a Greek word derived from ankle, so which means curve. So anchors were usually curved so that they could hook onto a solid base. So anchors are a symbol of the sea and represent hope and steadfastness. Amen? So it represents hope and steadfastness. Anchors are often Christian symbols representing Christ, who provides security for believers and holding them secure no matter the severity of the storm. So no matter what it is that we go through in life, you all, how severe it is, you know, God is our anchor. Amen? Hallelujah. And the Apostle Paul was fearing for a time at the sea. His ship encountered hurricane strength winds, and the crew used not just one but four anchors in attempt to save both their ship and their lives. When we look in the book of Acts, chapter 27 and verse 29, amen. Acts 27:29, I'll give you all a chance to get there so we can read it for ourselves. Hallelujah. We have as the pastor man to read it for us. Acts 27 and verse 29. Hallelujah. Oh, either version is fine. We'll just let everyone know what version we're coming out of. We have saved. Acts 27 and verse 29. Amen. So we know what version we're coming out of, so you all won't be confused by the version when it reads a little bit different on your end. You got it? Acts 27, verse 29. Amen.
Then fearing lest we should have fallen unto rocks, they cast forth anchors out of their stern, and wish for the day.
Amen. Amen. What version is that, Ben?
The King James Version.
I'm going to read the New King James Version, and you know, people. So it says the fearing. Verse 29 says, the fearing lest we should run aground on the rocks. They dropped for anchors from the stern and prayed for the day to come. And it says, fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped four anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. Hallelujah. So that's the NLT version of that scripture. Amen. So understanding what the anchors are. Amen. And so the study on tonight, the hope of the anchor of your soul. Amen. It's so important. You know, when you hear what someone else went through and how they came out, if you're a person that you believe that they have all faith and trust to believe God for everything, and when you're in that position of, you know what I'm saying, it's something that's so severe in your life, and you're looking like, I believe, Lord, but I just feel like I just I'm not going to be able to come out. And you got to remember who you are, whose you are. Amen. So when you're in that place of, you know, wanting to fold, wanting to give up, and, you know, and you feel like our hope is God, remember that God is God of our hope. And restore that to you, but you got to take your mind, amen, off of those things and put your mind on Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be wrapping up here. You also, if you have any questions or comments, we're going to go ahead and wrap up here. We have about 10 more minutes here left in our Bible study, so we won't go further on in the lesson. We'll pick back up here on next Wednesday, studying at the time of hope, the hope that anchors your soul. Amen. So I'll ask Pastor Manning, anything you want to close out with as we close out tonight, any closing remarks? Amen.
Amen. I need Jesus. Amen. You know, it don't get any simpler than that for me in my life. I need Jesus. You know, if I don't have Jesus, then what am I building on? Where am I placing myself? Where's my faith? You know, what am I doing with myself if it does not line up with God's plan for me, which is Jesus Christ? Hey, I mean, that's what I have to say. That's what my hope is today. And I'm not saying that I always make all the right decisions, but at least I have a God of mercy, a God of grace, and a God of truth that will lead me back into that place where I can do it right. I get a do-over all over again. You know, so that's why I say I need Jesus. You know, I need Jesus in my life. You know, I can put my hope in a whole lot of things. There's somewhere in the Word of God say, you know, some trusted horses and some trusted in chariots. You know, and we would do the same thing. You know, we would trust in our money. You know, we'll trust in what we can do. We'll trust in what we got. But when we lose that money or when something, you know, that we got that we trusting in, you know, that we believe in so much, that's so important to us, when it breaks down or when it's gone, and then we right there in that place to where we're all hopeless. We're all broken because now we don't know what to do. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. And I thank God for being so relevant in my life. A lot of us, we know God, but we don't really spend the time, you know, with getting that intimate relationship with Him, you know, just getting to know Him more and more and more. Because the more you get to know God, the more you begin to trust in Him. And the more you begin to trust in God, the more you begin to heed to His word. And then when you start hearing, you know, His word, then that's where your hope, that's where your faith and your belief, that's where it kicks in at, and that's where you will begin to grow more in that place of belief or in that place of hope. So my hope is in Jesus Christ these days. I don't know how many more days that I have here, but I know the days that I do have here that God gives me, I'm not going to waste it hoping for something else or waiting on something else. You know, I need Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have Jesus, guess what? Then you have hope.
Amen.
Amen. And we just thank God on tonight. Thank you, Pastor Nanny, for being here tonight. And we thank God. Amen, that you're here on tonight, sharing in this lesson for those who are online listening on tonight. God bless you. God keep you. I pray for the restoration of all hope for your life. You know, keep your mind stayed on the things of God and on God and what God has already done. What Jesus is coming already did. It's already done. Amen. And it's for you to receive. It's for you to take. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, I know it gets hard sometimes and it hurts sometimes. Amen. But we thank God that we serve a God that is able to deliver us. Amen. For we are redeemed, you know. And so I bless you. I keep you. And, you know, I'm one of those people like when I know. And I don't know how it's going to sound when I say this, but I'll say it. When I know what I'm dealing with. But I know what it is. It's one thing like not to know, but when I know, because I know that Jesus came and He did it all. Amen. When I know that God already promised. When I know this already, that I know there's greater for me, you know, even after this. When I know that no matter what it looks like right now, I know that God is able to turn it around for my good. So the fact that I know this, and the reason why I know this is because I believe this. I believe it. Not only do I know it, but I believe it. And so because I believe it, I receive it. Amen. I receive that, and I walk in. I walk and expect. I live in expecting all that God said is mine. Amen. Yeah, and hope is built there, and it stays there, and I just believe it. You know, even if somebody tried to get me out that place, say, but look what they're saying, but God. And I'm still, but God. But I thank God, and I trust God. Yeah, it may hurt them, but I trust God in it. I trust God in the pain. I trust God in disappointments and letdowns or things of this world. But I trust God in it, and my hope is in the Lord. And I won't stay out that place and just believe in God for it all, not just for some things, but for everything, and putting God ahead of everything. For He is the lifter of my head and the head of my life. Amen. I pray that for you. Amen. That you will pray those prayers on tonight, that we pray scriptures, you know, praying prophetically what the Word of God says. And with King David prayed to our Heavenly Father, you know, he was also a prophet of God used him. God speak to him. Amen. And so he was God's anointed. He was anointed. You know, one of God's anointed. And so that pray that prayer and see how God delivered him. So we pray the prayers. Hallelujah. To those that came before us. Amen. Praying those prayers. God answered. We pray those prayers specifically. And guess what? God answers prayers. So God bless you. God keep you. We're back here on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Please join us. Have someone. I want to reiterate, we still do have two services. We do have our 10 and 2, but at times we'll be running the 10 at 2 because sometimes somebody needs to hear that word at 2, and they only call in. You know, they don't go online like some of us do. Our younger people in their 20s, they tend to listen online. And some of the people, my mom did, they'll call in. They're not calling, they'll go online now because you can get more people online than when you call in. So join us, you all. Saturday, we're here at 1 o'clock. We have our Saturday lesson, so join us. And we just thank God for restoration. Amen. Amen. We thank God, God of our hope. Amen. That hope be restored in your life. All you have to do is receive it. Open up your mouth and say, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And it shall be so. And it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen. God bless you. He prayed that prayer, so shall it be unto you and all this in your household. You all be blessed. We love you. Remember, God loves you more. The devil is defeated.
And Jesus Christ is Lord.
And Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you so much. Come back and invite someone with you. Amen. Glory to God. Remember, we're in Houston, Texas. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad to say that. That just came to the channel. We're in Houston.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine? Living